Shed Blow Theater is a community theater based in the beautiful Jennison Center for the Arts, and you bet a production happens this weekend and next. Bye Bye Birdie on stage. Let's talk about those involved. Shay Hager, you play Kim. Good morning to you, Shay.
Good morning.
Todd Avery playing Mr. McAfee. Good morning to you, Todd.
Good morning. Good to be here. Thank you.
Haley McKay, you play Ursula. Is that Kim's best friend?
Yes, she is.
Oh, good. Is that in real life, too?
Well, I think so.
Pressure. Well, you got to play the role in many ways. Thanks for you all being here representing this cast of Bye Bye Birdie. What's the run, Todd?
The run is, we actually open this Friday. We go this weekend and next weekend. So Friday and Saturday, the 12th and the 13th at 7:30 p.m. And then next weekend as well, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 18th, 19th, and 20th at 7:30. Then we have matinees this Sunday, as well as next Sunday at 3 o'clock. So that's the 14th and the 21st.
Nice. And, of course, on the grounds of the beautiful Jennison Center for the Performing Arts, for the arts, what a great opportunity. We'll get to you all. Let's start first with you, Todd. Remind me of the story of Bye Bye Birdie.
Well, this is a musical, classic American musical based on the story of Elvis Presley, essentially, you know, the big rock star, and then having to get drafted into the Army. So we follow a parallel universe where we have Conrad Birdie, who is the Elvis character, who, of course, has a tremendous effect over all of his female fans, as well as some other older fans as well, and does a great job just, you know, kind of captivating the nation and the country. He gets to be on the Ed Sullivan Show, all these sorts of things. But, of course, he's going to be heading to the Army, and this is his last chance to kind of make a big splash. So,
great. All right, Shay, you play Kim. Who's Kim?
Kim is a 15-year-old girl who is trying to figure out her womanhood and growing into the woman she is. But you see throughout the show these little parts where this little child inside of her sneaks out, and you also see to see her mature throughout the show and figure out who she really is.
Haley, who is Ursula?
Ursula Merkel is a 14-year-old girl, Kim McAfee's best friend and member of the Conrad Birdie fan club in Sweet Apple, Ohio. She's a very hyperactive teen girl, always excited for everything and just loves everyone around her and is just always, you know, hyper about everything going on in her small town. So,
cool. And Todd, you play Mr. McAfee.
Yeah, I get to play the father. I usually am directing on that stage, but I'm really happy to be in the cast of Bye Bye Birdie with Shad Blow Theater. And he's pretty much what you would think of as a straight-laced father from the 50s and not really approving very much of this terrible rock and roll music and what these kids talk about today, and just doesn't get it. Just doesn't get it.
That's cool. Who is your director?
That is Brian Benink. He is also director of the facility as well. So
nice. Shay, what's your experience either with Shad Blow or theater in general?
Last year, I performed with Shad Blow in the ensemble of The Music Man, and that was my first show at Shad Blow. And this past spring, I was in the ensemble of Newsies at the Civic Theater.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I saw that show. That was pretty awesome. Tell me more about you, Haley.
So I just recently graduated from Jennison, and I was very involved with their theater program there. I wasn't really involved with Shad Blow, although I was a very regular usher and volunteer throughout the summers. And this year, I thought, why not give it a shot, audition, see if I would get something cool. And I actually wound up getting into all three shows, which was really crazy. So it's been a really crazy experience. I was recently in the Classics of Rodgers and Hammerstein in June. And I'm also really excited to be performing in The Crucible next month.
That'll open August 2nd. Bet we'll talk about that later. All right, Todd, when was your introduction to Shad Blow?
Well, I've been the director at Jennison High School for, this is my 26th year coming up. And Shad Blow, once we got our new Performing Arts Center, by the graciousness of the Jennison community, we started to look at different other different possibilities for performance. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Benink came up with the idea of the Shad Blow Theater, mm-hmm. Which is basically, the story goes with the Shad Blow tree that used to be, it was a massive tree that was on the campus of our junior high building. And they were going to tear it down to make room for, I believe, for the library. And there was a big protest because they didn't want the tree to go away. It was this gigantic tree. So they saved it that time, but then they had to expand and they took it down. But we've just recently planted here in the last year or so a new Shadblow tree on the grounds of the new theater. So it's kind of a cool idea. But yeah, they've been going strong for, has it been 6 years now?
I think so.
Yeah, about 6 years, 5 or 6 years now. So yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I imagine that is the first question. What does Shadblow mean? Shay, tell me more about where you are in life.
I'm going to be a junior at Unity Christian High School. I've been involved in theater there throughout my high school experience, and it's been really great. It kind of really got me into community theater, and that's just been an amazing time for me doing community theater. So.
What skills? We often talk about this. I mean, are you able to public speak easier? Do skills of being involved in theater go over into your personal life?
It really has. It's really opened me up as a person. I've become more outgoing, just a clearer speaker. I don't really get that nervous anymore. It's been really good for me in terms of showing my personality to others around me.
Haley, has the art of theater expanded into Haley's world?
Absolutely, 100%. When I was younger, I was an incredibly shy, not very socialized child. And I don't know if you can tell, but I actually have a speech impediment called a stutter. So when I got into theater, it really helped me both in my fluency and just in my confidence. So the more I perform, the more I grow as a person and as a speaker. So.
I did a little theater myself in junior high and high school, but I used to do this with my tongue and had to have a little speech therapy. Look where you can be,
yeah,
right?
Exactly,
yes.
Exactly.
Todd, again, obviously involved in the program with Jenison. Do you see some pretty cool things happen with your students?
Absolutely. Theater is, you know, art imitates life, life imitates art, and to be able to see them grow through the theater program has been a tremendous joy for me over the years. I've been doing this for over 30 years now, and I have never seen anything like it. I know that a lot of kids enjoy sports, of course, and all sorts of other things are out there for kids, but for me, there isn't anything like the performing arts, and specifically theater, but music. Art, expression, all of that comes together in theater.
Now, Shay, do you have Bye Bye Birdie is a musical, correct?
Yes.
Have you been working with a music director in addition to your regular director?
Yes. Her name is Bethany. She's our music director, and she's been great to work with in terms of helping with the notes and helping with how we want to portray the songs, and it's been really great working with her.
Yes. And do you have any roles with... I mean, who's playing Conrad Birdie? Is he a big deal?
Well, Conrad Birdie is played by Liam Fisher, and he's incredibly talented, and he's amazing to work with. And just seeing him get to rock out as Conrad Birdie every single rehearsal, it's just really great to see him transform. It's really cool.
Awesome. All right. Well, I always end these conversations when it comes to the good theater in our own backyard with the question, why come see the show? And I'll start with you, Haley McKay, playing Ursula, Kim's best friend.
You should definitely come see the show because it's such an energetic piece of theater. It's bright, it's colorful, it's bouncy, and it's incredibly 50s. And if you're into that time period and the music of that time period, it's a great show to see. So you should totally come see it.
Cool. Same question to you. Shay Hager playing Kim.
I think you should absolutely come see this show. As Haley said, it's very bright, it's colorful, it's really funny, and it has really something for everybody. It will leave everybody with a smile on their face.
Yay! All right, Todd Avery, give me the details one more time of how we get to see this Bye Bye Birdie.
Well, you can go to shadblowtheater.org, or you can also go to jpsarts.com. And you can get tickets there. Ticket prices are adults are $18.50, senior citizens are $16, students are only $8. And we perform Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this week, and Thursday through Sunday next week. And we're just looking forward to some big houses and being able to rock the place out. So it's a lot of fun. I think it's really funny, too, how it's rather timeless in terms of the issues, because I think parents always have a hard time understanding their kids. And even though this takes place in 1960, 1959, it's still an issue today. You know, it's funny how As you grow older, you kind of forget what it was like a little bit, you know. So we're having a blast. It's a great cast, a lot of fun. So we're hoping to have a lot of people in the audience.
Awesome. Well, I'm trying to bring up Bye Bye Birdie, the song out. Of course, you could probably sing the song as you go out. But and your dress rehearsal, Shay, is... shall we say this Thursday?
Yes, that's coming up. We've been kind of running dress rehearsals all week, preparing, but yes, this Thursday.
Great. All right, let's see if my high-tech stuff works. Break a leg, all. Enjoy Bye Bye Birdie opening on the stage of Shadblow Theater's Jennison Theater for the Arts opening Friday. Let's see. Here it is.